when I'm looking the world over, looking far off into the east.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Adam.
Okay, so today is the start of the Labor Day holiday.
Ooh, very nice. Does that mean it's September?
No, actually, it means that it's May.
That's right, because May 1st is Labor Day in China.
That's right, but it isn't May 1st all around the world.
Right, so this idea of Labor Day is very, very different in North America than it is in China. So, today we have a dialogue between Grace and Jonah.
That's right. So why don't we see what they have planned for their Labor Day holidays?
Let's do it.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Jonah. Do you celebrate Labor Day on May 1st in the U.S.?
Nope. It's on the first Monday of September in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. So it's a long weekend. Is it also a public holiday?
Yes. You either get a day off or are paid time and a half.
I see. But what do you normally do on Labor Day?
Since school starts the day after, families usually go on a final summer getaway.
Yeah. A lot of people travel here too, but the traffic is awful.
I heard about that, but I think I'll give it a go anyways.
Okay. Well, I hope your trip goes smoothly.
Me too.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Jonah. Do you celebrate Labor Day on May 1st in the U.S.?
Nope. It's on the first Monday of September in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. So it's a long weekend. Is it also a public holiday?
Yes. You either get a day off or are paid time and a half.
I see. But what do you normally do on Labor Day?
Since school starts the day after, families usually go on a final summer getaway.
Yeah, a lot of people travel here too, but the traffic is awful.
I heard about that, but I think I'll give it a go anyways.
Okay. Well, I hope your trip goes smoothly.
Me too.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between Grace and Jonah, and Grace starts out by saying, "Hey, Jonah, do you celebrate Labor Day on May 1st in the U.S.?
Okay, so the answer is no.
Okay, so the answer is nope, but let's talk a little bit about the word celebrate.
Well, you celebrate special days, right? You celebrate your birthday, celebrate Christmas, celebrate Labor Day, Spring Festival.
That's right. So you're doing something special, and sometimes you have the day off, so you don't have to work.
Yes, and we will see that later in the lesson. Having a day off, meaning having some time to rest, that's a great way to celebrate.
And that's kind of how they celebrate Labor Day.
Yes, because of course, labor here is talking about work.
That's right. So Labor Day is a day to celebrate the workers.
The workers. Okay, so one thing I see when I look at this paper is Labor Day in many places is actually spelled different than Labor Day in Canada.
That's right. So labor in Canada actually has a U there.
Like neighbor, color, lots of words like that.
Yeah, and in some countries, actually, it's not called Labor Day at all.
Workers' Day?
Yeah, it's International Workers' Day.
Yeah, so that's the way I know it, because my school was very, here's a word for you, Marxist. So yes, Labor Day has a long, long history. But these days, it's really just, it's kind of for us the end of summer.
Because in the United States and in Canada, it's on the first Monday of September.
Okay, so I noticed you said first Monday of September. Is there a reason we say of here?
Usually when we put the date first, like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we always have to have the of to show what month it's coming from.
Is it possible? Can we say in
It is possible to say in, but it's a little bit more common to say up.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what word you use. The most important thing here is at that time in September, it is a long weekend.
That's right. So a long weekend. This just basically means you have an extra day off at the end or the beginning of your weekend.
Okay, so we mentioned before, day off means you are resting, you're not working. Oh, it's just such a great thing. Long weekends are amazing.
Exactly. And you can have 3-day long weekends or a 4-day weekend.
Oh, sure. And you can even take another day off, like a Tuesday or a Thursday, and have a super long weekend.
That's very true. I heard that in China, actually, for like Labor Day, they used to have week-long events.
Yeah. Crazy. Craziness.
Mm-hmm. But the reason why people can have a day off is because it's a public holiday.
Okay, so this is exactly what you would think it is. A public meaning everybody.
That's right. So it's a holiday that is celebrated all across the country.
By everyone. Okay, now the problem is we all want to have a day off. Right. Everybody wants to have a day off work or 2 days off work or a week off work. But not everybody can.
No, because some people still need to run the businesses, right?
Sure. Or I'm thinking like hospitals.
Yeah, that's true. Doctors, they need to be on the job.
And police and other workers like that. So that's why usually if, at least in Canada, in America, if somebody is working on a holiday, they usually get paid more money.
That's right. So sometimes they get paid time and a half.
Ooh, I used to love, this was one of my favorite phrases, time and a half.
So time and a half basically means that you earn 1 hour plus another half hour wages for every hour that you work.
Right, so it's times 1.5, right?
Exactly. But for some people, they also can earn double time.
You can get double time, double time and a half. Is there triple time?
There is triple time, actually.
We don't get triple time.
But it would be nice if we did.
Exactly, exactly. So that is what's pretty normal for workers around Labor Day. But what about for other people? What do we normally do on Labor Day?
Normally here just means usually or regularly.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Normally we do this. I guess I might say normally if I wanted to say that usually I do this one thing, but this time I'm not doing it. You know, normally I drive, but today I walked.
Yeah, for me, I can't drive, actually, so normally I always take the bus.
She always takes the bus. Okay, in any case, as we mentioned, Labor Day for us is at the end of summer, so school always starts right then.
Yeah, exactly. So it actually starts the day after Labor Day.
Okay, so all the students are crying, all the teachers are crying.
Yeah, no one wants to go back to school, right?
No, no. Okay, so the day after here.
The day after. This is an expression that we use to say the next day.
The next day, right? Yeah, we can't really say like tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day after today.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of people have always asked me about, like, how do we say the day after tomorrow?
So, in that case, we would say 2 days later.
2 days later, 2 days from now. But we don't have, like, a special word.
No, we don't. If you want to say earlier, though, sometimes we would say the day before.
Right. So, yeah, I get that question, too. How do you say, like, the day before today? And you'd say, oh, well, that was 2 days ago.
That's right. But since school is the day after Labor Day, a lot of families usually go on final summer getaways.
Okay. So, final. Final here means last.
So this is the last trip that they can go on for the summer.
Right. So hopefully not the last one ever. I mean, there will hopefully be another summer the year after.
That's right. But this is just the final trip for this summer.
Okay. And we don't use the word trip, though. We have kind of a cooler word.
Yeah, that's right. We're using getaway here.
Getaway. Okay. Sounds like someone is robbing a bank.
It does a little,
and
but...
getting away in the car.
But it actually means to kind of get away from the everyday problems of life.
Right. The boring, you know, jobs, you know, well, I don't want to say family is very boring. Family is really great. That's why you take your family on these getaways. But, you know, get up, go to work, come home, go to sleep, get up, go to work.
See, the same environment.
Yeah. Oh.
A lot of times you just want something new. So often you might go on a weekend getaway.
Right, right. And of course, summer getaway makes a lot of sense. Winter getaway?
Yeah, no, I think people definitely do that as well.
Well, you can get away whenever you can. It's all good.
Just a note here, though, getaway can actually be an adjective, and it can also be a verb.
Yes, you are right. Now, one problem with this final summer getaway, this Labor Day long weekend, is that a lot of people have the same idea.
Yeah, and they're all going to be trying to travel across the country.
At the same time.
And because of that, the traffic is awful.
Awful. I love this word. If you guys are not saying this word, that's awful.
Yeah, you really should be saying it more because it's really useful.
Yes. So anything that is really, really bad. The service was awful. The food, it was awful. The hotel was awful.
My plane trip was awful.
Oh, it was awful.
We can also use it as an adverb to say something like, oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Yeah. Now, if we do use it as an adverb, it doesn't need to be bad, right?
No, it could mean really, actually.
Yeah, it just means really. So, oh, this is, she's awfully nice.
Yeah, so that might be a little bit confusing, but just remember that awful is terrible, but awfully can mean really.
Really. Okay, now, one thing that I have heard an awful lot is people, English students, saying, have a try. Have a try.
Yeah, but that's a little bit awkward for us, isn't it?
We don't really say have a try. Now, one phrase that we do say a lot is give it a go.
Exactly. So give it a go just means to try it.
Means to try. So, I mean, we get what the students are saying when they say, you know, have a try. You want to sound more casual, more, you know, like we're all friends. Have a try. Have a try. But actually, it just sounds a lot better to say, hey, just give it a go.
That's right. And it, we can actually replace it with an action. For example, I might say that I'm awful at snowboarding, but I'll give snowboarding a go.
Right. Yeah, you can give anything a go, right?
Exactly. Okay, but Jonah knows that the traffic is awful, but he still wants to give it a go. He still wants to try traveling.
Okay. It's his life. It's his life. And Grace, of course, she says a very nice, friendly thing here, which is, I hope your trip goes smoothly.
Smoothly. It's kind of what we hope all our trips will be like.
Yeah, exactly. Or all of our job interviews or all of our, you know, first dates or whatever.
Or life in general.
Just, I hope life goes smoothly. Smooth.
That's right. And so this kind of means without problems.
No problems along the way.
That's right. And it comes from the word smooth, which means no bumps.
No bumps. Yeah. Bumps, especially in a car, you could feel the bumps in the car.
Exactly. So you have a bumpy ride, not a smooth ride.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, I think we should go ahead and listen to that dialogue one more time. I really hope that it goes smoothly.
So why don't we give it a go?
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Jonah. Do you celebrate Labor Day on May 1st in the U.S.?
Nope. It's on the first Monday of September in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. So it's a long weekend. Is it also a public holiday?
Yes. You either get a day off or are paid time and a half.
I see. But what do you normally do on Labor Day?
Since school starts the day after, families usually go on a final summer getaway.
Yeah, a lot of people travel here too, but the traffic is awful.
I heard about that, but I think I'll give it a go anyways.
Okay. Well, I hope your trip goes smoothly.
Me too.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Jonah. Do you celebrate Labor Day on May 1st in the U.S.?
Nope. It's on the first Monday of September in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. So it's a long weekend. Is it also a public holiday?
Yes. You either get a day off or are paid time and a half.
I see. But what do you normally do on Labor Day?
Since school starts the day after, families usually go on a final summer getaway.
Yeah, a lot of people travel here too, but the traffic is awful.
I heard about that, but I think I'll give it a go anyways.
Okay. Well, I hope your trip goes smoothly.
Me too.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between Jonah and Grace again. And I'm just curious to know, Adam, like, you've been in China during the Labor Day weekend, haven't you?
I think so. Yeah, my memory is not so good anymore.
Well, maybe you can remember the traffic.
The traffic, oh yeah, it's awful. Just awful. Never smooth.
Oh, really? So did you go traveling during the holiday?
Yeah, I was on the road for many holidays. I don't think the May 1st holiday, I don't think I was on the... Yeah, I probably was. Guys, you have a great country, but the traffic. You know, it is really funny, this idea of having a car is the thing that lets you have this getaway. You get into the car, you start the car, and you think, freedom, you know, freedom. Here I'm going to have this great getaway, this wonderful experience. And then
traffic.
Yeah, just sit in traffic for hours. It's awful.
Yeah, hopefully you were able to enjoy the time and that everything went smoothly after.
Well, hopefully, right? I mean, this idea of a long weekend, it's a little bit different in Canada than in China. Again, for us, long weekends are usually, it's Monday. You get Mondays off.
Yeah, exactly.
One other holiday we had this month was Easter, which we get Monday and Friday off. So that's an amazing time.
Yeah, so it's a 4-day weekend.
Oh, it's so amazing. It's so amazing. Okay, so the question for you guys is, what do you normally do on Labor Day?
Do you like to travel, or do you stay at home? Do you hang out with friends, or do you try to go on a getaway with your family?
Okay, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, see you then.
I feel a change coming on, and the food.